Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On a new 4D in the MC, Detroit has turned the money hose on Aiden Hutchinson, inking the homegrown star to a massive extension. On that note, maybe the Lions can pay everybody. Plus, what are the Detroit players saying about the Minnesota Vikings? And finally, Brian Branch is so back.
I die out there for them boys.
All of that and more starts right now.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert, because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah!
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
Can you imagine what it feels like to be Hutch right now? You wake up this morning and all that money coming your way. I mean, not yet, right? He's got to wait another year, but still. I mean, I get excited when I find 20 bucks in my pocket doing laundry. And that said, it probably feels pretty damn good to be him most days. Very talented football player, nice guy, handsome, good family. What more could you want? Oh, $180 million? Ah, understood. We'll get to that in a second. And look, he's earned it. And if I was him, you know what? The first thing I would do, he's younger than I am, so he probably won't do this, but the first thing I would do, I would get a room like Scrooge McDuck had in DuckTales. Though I always wondered as a kid, if you jumped off a diving board into a room full of gold coins, would you A, swim, or B, break your neck and die? I think it might be the second one, but I'm willing to find out. I just need to borrow $180 million. No? All right, fine. We're going to go inside the helmet here in a couple of minutes. We're going to hear from Goff, Hutch, Glasgow, and Branch. Now, to be clear, they spoke yesterday. This was before the Hutchinson extension was announced. And then at the end, people keep saying this one thing, and I thought that was true as well. But now I'm beginning to wonder, what is it? We'll tell you in a little bit. But let's start with Aiden Hutchinson. Pay the man his money. It was never an if, but a when for the Detroit Lions and Aiden Hutchinson. This man is here to stay. The Lions will do and have done everything they can to keep this kid here forever. The extension now keeps him here through at least 2030. The cost? 4 years, $180 million. The guarantee? $141 million. Now, I thought this would reset the market. It did not. Miles Garrett, $46.5 million per year. But, you know, Hutch will not go without at $45 million a year. Hutch is what, 25, 26? He could reset the market the next time. Is he worth the money? Every penny. He has been a top five edge rusher in this league since he walked through the door. The injury set him back. There is no question, but it did not hold him back. We've seen his response. He's having a great season. So to me, the injury is a blip. There's nothing to worry about. Look at how he's grown. Look at the way he's added knocking that football out. Those punch outs have been amazing. At one point, he had four games in a row where he had at least one, and he has a fumble recovery. This is a guy who is already excelling at a very, very, very high level and is continuing to get better. And for the Lions as a whole, like, having individual talent is one thing. The Lions have always had some level of individual talent. Was it usually too low? Yes, that's why they were. But they've always had some of it. But now they've got dudes you can build around. I mean, as an example, look at their offensive line. Penei, yes, but Tate and Christian, too. It's a generational set of linemen right there. At least it could be. Detroit has guys at every position that are as solid an anchor as you're going to find anywhere. I know the Lions have been trending upwards over the last several years, but they've made it from a talent standpoint. They're an elite organization. They have a ton of coaching talent. They have a great front office. And this team is just absolutely stacked with talented football players. There's no question about it. Now, the Lions need to turn that into 5, 6, 8 years of dominance. Got to get to the big one. Got to win the big one. But if we're talking raw talent, good God, there's so much of it. And at the end of the show, we'll talk about how much more of it the Lions can hold on to. But let's go inside the helmet. We've heard from the coaches. Let's hear from the players themselves. There's one thing we know about the Vikings, and Jared Goff knows this too. Brian Flores loves to blitz.
You know they're going to blitz. You're accustomed to that. But when they have some new interior guys that are kind of guys that can knife and penetrate into the backfield, what kind of added challenges does that add to that?
Yeah, that's their whole thing. They want to penetrate. They want to get in the backfield. They want to get typically 5 or 6 guys rushing one-on-ones on everybody. In that case, they run some pick games. They run some stunts. They do a little bit of everything. And they want to disrupt your timing and get in the backfield. And it's up to us up front and to me to get the ball out and do everything right.
They led the league last year, the Vikings did, blitzing over 40% of dropbacks, and they have not slowed down this season. They have a retooled defensive line after adding Javon Hargrave and Jonathan Allen, and they're getting solid play from across the board right now up front. And they're taking advantage. The Lions will have their hands full, but I also think the Lions are up to this challenge. But yeah, that chaos is a Brian Flores trademark, and the Lions are getting ready for it. Jared thinks there are times when he's not aggressive enough.
I think there's some areas of aggressiveness that I can be a little bit more aggressive, and I say that, and then, you know, I'll make a poor decision and say I need to not be so aggressive in certain situations. So, yeah, it's a double-edged sword there. But, yeah, maybe there's some areas where I can do that. But at the same time, if I'm getting the ball in our guys' hands underneath, regardless, it doesn't really matter. So, sorry if that didn't answer your question, but Yeah.
With the completion percentages, Jared, I mean, it's on kind of a historic pace. I know you're just chasing wins week after week after week, but when do you ever think about, you know, record-breaking things? Is that something you reflect on after a season ever?
That. Yeah, no, I won't think about that. It's so dang hard, man, every week to try to play well and win games. And, yeah, I've been able to keep a pretty good percentage there, but it's just a product of me being kept upright and our guys getting open and me being pretty accurate with it.
I mean, I do think there are times when Jared spikes the ball too early after not liking what he sees. But then you look at the sack rate, 1.8, which is toward the top of the league, and the completion percentage, 74.9, which, as Justin Rogers pointed out, is on a historic pace. Again. I don't want Jared Goff to be more aggressive. They don't need Jared Goff to be more aggressive. They need him to be exactly who he's been. Steady Eddie. I don't care how lame that sounds. It's not about game management. It's about playing the best form of quarterback that most benefits your team. And Jared Goff is doing just that. We'll have a reunion on Sunday of sorts. Former Michigan teammates J.J. McCarthy and Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, it'll be exciting, you know. We have a great relationship, and I probably got to shoot him a text this week at some point, letting him know. I'm super excited. He's a great competitor, great player, and I'm looking forward to it.
You practiced against him, worked with him, won with him. These are the places that you dream of being at when you're in college to make it in the NFL. Will you wrap your head around that as you try to take him down on Sunday?
Yeah, it's always weird, you know, how some of the guys you play with just keep continuing to show up, you know, and now, you know, me and JJ will get our first matchup, if you want to call it that. But no, it's going to be fun. I'm sure we'll laugh a little bit out there. Yeah, it'll be great.
I'm sure they're both going to be stoked to see each other. But at the same time, something tells me that Hutch is about the last person JJ wants to see when he goes to take a snap. Only one of them is counting on a reunion in the backfield, and maybe multiple reunions. It should be a fun matchup, and, you know, you're going to get everything from Hutch every time, but something tells me, after today and that big contract, you might get a show out. You know, big time. We'll see. A healthier Detroit is a happier Detroit. Here is Hutch on a Leams return before the bye.
It's so great. I mean, it's it was so electric being out there with him and feeling his pressure, and that kind of bleeds over to when you have multiple guys on a defensive line that are getting pressure. It's just it makes your defense so much more dynamic, and he was putting a lot of good stuff on tape, especially for a guy that hadn't played football for however long. I don't know how long it was, but it was 9-10 months, whatever it was. So it's impressive, really.
I mean, he's right. McNeil had an outstanding game against Tampa Bay. And you know what? I expect even more out of him this week. This week will mark his third week of practice, and he got a game in and then had a bye week to rest. The dude is going to be fresh as hell at Ford Field on Sunday. And that means nothing but good news for the Detroit Lions. And again, with J.J. McCarthy having to adjust after being on the bench for the last 5 weeks, another element for the Detroit Lions, another layer that opponents now have to deal with. Graham Glasgow in the house, and what is it like to be one of the elder statesmen on the offensive line?
The other day I had to explain to Panay who, like, Linkin Park was. And, like, I know that that's, like, not, like, a big deal to, like, him, but I was like, you know who Jay-Z is? Like, they did a collaboration with Jay-Z at one point. They were a pretty big deal. And he didn't really understand. He didn't get it. We played like, only Linkin Park songs in the weight room.
I mean, Graham Glasgow kills me. He is just the most unintentionally funny dude that you're going to be around. And as somebody that went to high school when Linkin Park was coming to the forefront, hearing what he said would have blown my mind too. What do you mean you don't know who Linkin Park is? Impossible. But the takeaway is, I mean, certainly with Panay, there are no complaints. There's no gripe with Mahogany or Ratledge. And earlier in that quote, you didn't hear it, but he said that those guys are not playing as if they're new at all. No matter what degree of new they are, whether they're rookies or second-year players, that they're coming in like he and Decker are. And that's exactly what I want to hear. Brian Branch is back, baby.
A lot of motivation. I feel like it's another chip on my shoulder that they just added.
you know. And I also want to apologize for that, what I did. That's something I don't condone. And it'll never happen again, but that definitely added another chip to my shoulder. I feel like I shot our team in the foot with what I did, and for them to have my back, you know, I love them for that. And like I said, I go to war for them any day of the week. And yeah, that's going to be like that until it's all over.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I love that. But I'm not sure Brian needs another chip or a sharper chip or a bigger chip or a more pronounced chip on his shoulder. I love dudes like that. I am a dude like that. Not physically talented, just angry. But it's gotten him into some trouble. And certainly there is a spotlight on him now. It's not Ndamukong Suh's spotlight, but he's being watched. And I do believe he's sorry. But you heard what he said. He's sorry because he let his teammates down, which is the right answer. He's not sorry for whooping Juju's ass. I want to see his phone the week after that game. I want to see how many texts he got. I bet he was a pretty popular dude around the league. There was a question for Brian if he had like a counselor or somebody to work on his anger issues with or whatever. And the answer he gave, well, I'll just say I didn't expect that.
Yes. I talk to where I take my dog for like boarding. His name is Mr. Preacher. And, you know, he's helped me a long way. I actually get baptized this Wednesday. So, yeah.
The getting baptized thing was not what surprised me. It was that the person he turns to for support, at least in some way, is a man named Mr. Preacher who owns a dog boarding place that keeps Brian's dog safe while he's on the road. I love that. One of the things my dad has always said to me is that you can learn from anybody at any time. You never know who will teach you that next thing. And for Brian Branch, it's Mr. Preacher, who takes care of his dog. That is one of those lifetime stories that makes guys like Brian real. I would love to hear from Mr. Preacher. We're going to have to find this man. I don't want to interrogate him. I loved that answer so much. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, people keep saying the Lions can't do this, but are we sure? Or fourth down in the Motor City.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is next.
Meet the computer you can talk to. With Copilot on Windows, working, creating, and collaborating is as easy as talking. Got writer's block? Share your screen with Copilot Vision to help spark inspiration and use Copilot Voice to have a conversation and brainstorm ideas. Or maybe you need some tech help. With Copilot Vision, Copilot sees what you see. Let Copilot talk you through step-by-step guidance so you can master new apps, games, and skills faster. Try now at windows.com/copilot.
Thursday Night Football is on, and it's only on Prime Video.
A game of inches.
This week, it's an AFC clash as the Baltimore Ravens meet the Miami Dolphins.
Can he get to the end zone? Yes!
Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with football's best party. TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon. Not a Prime member? Not a problem. Simply sign up for a 30-day free trial. It's the Ravens and Dolphins. Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime Video. Restrictions apply. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
And now, more fourth down in the Motor City. So they, right, whomever they are, keep saying that the Detroit Lions will have to make some choices, that they can't sign everybody. At some point, somebody will have to hear the words no. And I tend to agree with that. The only caveat is that they do indeed just keep signing everybody. Hutch was just the latest example. Extensions for Hutch, Goff, St. Penei, Jamo, Kirby, Aleem, and Decker have cost the Lions over $946 million. This is a billion-dollar team, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, somebody is willing to pick up where Mr. I left off. My hat is off to you, Sheila. Winning is not cheap, but winning is also insanely profitable. She knows what she's doing, and it's so refreshing. I mean, the most stressed out man on the planet has to be the Lions salary cap dude. Like, could you imagine having his job? Basically, the team says, yeah, we're going to have to keep everybody. Okay. Detroit wants to pay everybody. They have made that perfectly clear. I mean, maybe the salary cap is fake. The Lions are certainly making it look that way. And you're saying to yourself, well, I mean, that's got to be it, right? No. Up next, Gibbs, Branch, Laporta, Campbell. I mean, guys like Alex Anzalone, too. But I said this back in August, and I don't like saying it, but I don't think Alex will get paid, which is a bummer. He was one of those guys that was here at the beginning of this turnaround, and he was on a team that was just so bad, and he's been a very important part of a team that's been very good. But, I mean, really, somebody has to be denied, right, I think? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, that includes the free Odyssey app. And if you have not done so yet, we'd love a rating and a review. Very helpful. We're back in your feed tomorrow. We'll go behind enemy lines for a deep dive into the Minnesota Vikings. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
It's the morning of the most important day of your life. You wake up refreshed and ready for your big day when you look in the mirror and see the zit to end all zits. Stay calm. Mighty Patch Pimple Patches absorb gunk in just 6 hours and shrink the look of blemishes in one use. Leave Mighty Patch on while finalizing florals and you've still got plenty of time for full glam. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.